It's Monday, August 13th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I expect you to know what this week is.
Okay.
This is something you should know. It happens east of us.
East of us, okay. So it's still in Arkansas?
No.
Oh.
Across the border.
In Tennessee.
Relates to a musician.
Oh, it's Elvis Week.
It's Elvis Week.
Which commemorates his death or his birth?
I don't know.
I think it's his death.
I think so too. Which
I'm
doesn't.
Not sure.
I just know that I've been to Graceland, and I'm not an Elvis fan. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Graceland is an experience that you really shouldn't miss.
My favorite part is across the street, where people from all over the world have written messages on the wall in Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
That some of them very funny, some of them very heartfelt. You can spend hours just reading that stuff.
My favorite part was, as I got out of the car, this van door opened and this little person, about maybe 6 years old, got out in a white sequin jumpsuit with his hair slicked back. Elvis fans are passionate. There is a 35th anniversary concert featuring Elvis footage on the big screen at the FedEx Forum in downtown Memphis, activities at Graceland, all sorts of things, including a Hawaiian-themed party. Seems appropriate.
Comeback Special 68.
And you can find out more at 800-745-3000 or at elvis.com.
And you can go to Fort Chaffee.
Oh, yeah.
And experience some Elvis stuff there, because that's where he got the famous haircut when he enlisted.
And that's a fun story. They've worked really hard.
They
school
have.
Children and the community have worked really hard to save that barbershop.
And it's not just the barbershop. There's also a history of Fort Chaffee, mm-hmm. and the different roles it's played. It's well worth your time.
Have you ever seen the Jungle Room?
Oh, at the real Graceland?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You really need to see this, folks. Now, there's a band playing tonight at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville, called the 10-Foot Polecats.
Mm-hmm.
They are from Massachusetts. And Kevin describes their music. Kevin Kinder, our music writer, describes their music as juke, joint, and Americana.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
They have a new album coming out called Lost at Sea this fall. And the 8 o'clock show is free.
And true or false, someone else on the Ozarks at Large staff did not know this and made me question this. Polecat's another word for skunk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very Last
good.
I checked.
Yeah, I thought so. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.